And with that, we'll move to license sales update with Director Tom Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. Last item on your agenda is our license sales report. I'll go into that. I just wanted to take a moment, though, go back to one of the other information items. Ryan Wendinger gave the update on the GPA auction there that occurred at Lake Fulton and in Spink County there. Just want to remind you and acknowledge a few staff that just did not happen overnight. This was a work in progress. I believe Commissioner White and Locken, if I remember right, actually met staff at Lake Fulton at one time. That was about a three-year endeavor to go through from starting to visit with people to address some encroachment things and some additional personal property that were on some of our GPA properties and take care of those issues. We had local staff from conservation officers to other folks, but one individual that spent a lot of time and effort and visited with a lot of folks, Dan Sternhagen out of our Watertown office, put a lot of work and effort in pulling this all together to get to the point where then he could take the baton and hand it off to Ryan Wendinger to do the actual auction part of it through the state process that's outlined state statute that we had to follow. So I just wanted to say thank you to those staff because, number one, we do not do that very often, as you folks know. But this one worked out very well. It is properties that are better suited for private individuals to have and utilize those small parcels versus us managing them as game production areas. But again, there is a process and it takes time, and folks did our staff did a phenomenal job in pulling all that together. So I just wanted to acknowledge those staff and say thank you for all the work that they did on that. Secondly, as we're sitting in the Rapid City Regional Office and Outdoor Campus West, you can see this morning there's people walking in the inside. Right now, there's actually a group of folks teaching some young people some fishing, and you never know what you're going to see. Deputy Secretary Scott Simpson and I looked out at the same time, and we saw a big splash, and we didn't know what it was. We didn't know if somebody threw something in or somebody fell in. Well, it happened to be an osprey came down and snagged a fish right out of the pond right in front of these young people. So not only are they learning to fish, but they're also witnessing what happens out there in the real life and some other neat critters to see. That was actually pretty neat to see that. We don't get to see that in Piers. So, but it's always nice to be at the campus. Our staff do a great job of pulling together the meetings, getting things lined up here. And it's always a great place to hold meetings, easy access for the public. As we saw, we had a lot of people come in yesterday to our facilities and join us for your meetings and provide public input. So last item on your agenda is our license sales report. I'll keep this relatively short, going to hit a few key items and then give a quick summary at the end. But the first page of your report has the combined licenses. Again, these are licenses or combination licenses. These are the licenses people buy that gives them the opportunity to do fishing and small game trapping opportunities. Again, we had a very, very strong year of combination licenses. We're not going to see a lot of adjustments or changes anymore this year with combination licenses. Where we will see more of our changes, what we'll get into shortly here, is the small game licenses. But when you look at the numbers, we had a very strong year. License sales were certainly very popular on the combination side, and we're very pleased on where that direction is going with those combo licenses. On the back of your page of your combination licenses are the habitat stamp figures. Again, you're going to see there are some very, very steady but are strong numbers on the resident side. And then on the non-resident side, you can see a little bit of an uptick. Again, those are directly related to our strong license sales this last year and our strong fishing licenses that we've seen this year. Again, as a reminder, each individual person is only required to purchase one habitat stamp in a year, in our license year. So if you only hunt, if you only hunt and you buy the habitat stamp, those dollars go towards terrestrial habitat and access programs. If you only fish, those funds go to habitat and access projects on the aquatic side. And if you have multiple hunting and fishing licenses or you buy the combination licenses, then those dollars are split to go between both aquatic and terrestrial projects across the state. Going on to the next page, small game licenses. Not a lot of changes from last month, although we continue to see very strong numbers. We're sitting extremely well for this time of the year going into our fall small game hunting season in particular. Really excited about what we're seeing out there in the landscape. As Alex just gave you a great presentation, we're set up for a phenomenal fall, both on the grouse hunting side and pheasant hunting side. As we drove out to Rapid City yesterday morning for the tour that we took, we saw multiple grouse along Highway 14 and 34. And again, I think it's very indicative of what we anticipate to see out there for the hunting season. Should be a fantastic grouse opener coming here in just a couple of weeks. Really excited about pheasant season as well. But again, as we look at these small game licenses, the next 2 to 3 months, we're going to see substantial changes on that. That'll really be our focal point to see how things are going. Like in years past, we'll really focus on opening weekend of pheasant. It's usually a good litmus test and indicative of what kind of sales we're going to see for that whole entire year. And what we expect right now are extremely strong sales just based on what we're seeing out there for pheasant numbers. Going to the back of the small game license page is the fishing licenses. Again, we had a fantastic year of fishing license sales, extremely strong. Some of the highest numbers we've seen in many years. We have fantastic fishing opportunities across the state from western South Dakota to the central part of the state along the Missouri River system, up and down all the way from North Dakota to Nebraska, and obviously some great fishing opportunities in eastern and northeast South Dakota as well. Can't say enough about how anglers got out there and enjoyed the opportunities that exist. You saw Mr. Wackley here yesterday talking about Lake Oahe in particular, and the type of walleye that are being caught on that body of water. There's no doubt that Lake Oahe is a target out there right now from a national level, and it is one of the, if not maybe the most highly desirable walleye fishing location to go right now, just with the number of fish and the size of fish that we're seeing taken out of there. So really excited to see how fishing season went. There's still a lot of good fishing ahead of us this fall as we go into the early fall into the fall hunting or fall fishing period and anticipate continued participation to be at a high level. We'll see some adjustment on fishing license sales, but not a lot at this point in time anymore in the season. And the last page there are big game licenses, just to give you a few statistics there on some of the other big game licenses being sold. The one I just want to draw to your attention to, when you look at the two graphs at the bottom there, talks about resident, non-resident prairie antelope. And the main thing that I just want to show is the continued interest in antelope hunting. Highly desired big game species out there. You can see our applications are still extremely high for the number of licenses we have out there. Folks want to go out and enjoy that unique big game hunting opportunity. And we continue to see a large and high level of interest and participation in that activity as well. So that's a quick summary on of our license sales. One other key note that I just want to share somewhat related to this is some figures on our habitat conservation license plate. Some of you may have that. We're seeing more and more people driving across the state. In fact, we were just doing our own little study this morning as we pulled up to the outdoor campus as vehicles were driving by to see how many we could count. As we saw a couple of them right in the parking lot at the motel when we got into the vehicle this morning. But for just starting it out, we didn't know exactly how high of interest there would be, and I would say our expectations are being exceeded. As of the August 31st, we've had 4,355 plates issued. So that's an individual vehicle or an SUV or a motorcycle, with just over 1,800 of the sets of decals being sold as well, which equates to about $90,000. So we're really excited about the interest in that. It's a wonderful opportunity to continue to promote habitat conservation across South Dakota. And we are seeing a high level of interest from our individuals across the state getting those license plates. So to wrap it up, Madam Chair, license sales remain very strong. We're really excited to see what happens the next 2 weeks. It's always hard to give predictions, but I'll give a prediction. I anticipate our pheasant harvest to be better than it was this last year. And we had a phenomenal pheasant season, 1.3 million birds harvested. just what we're seeing anecdotally out there, the conversations we're having with landowners, as Alex suggested, I would not be surprised we see 1.5 million birds harvested for pheasants this year. Things are set up. We have some local areas that had some tough weather conditions, but when you look collectively across the state, it looks phenomenal. And it's hard to drive anywhere in South Dakota right now and not see upland birds, whether it's pheasant or grouse. And so excitement is there. People are talking about it. We are going to have a phenomenal season. Hopefully winter doesn't come in early, but if we have anything like we did last year, pheasant hunting is going to be fantastic. And we look forward to seeing how it plays out on opening weekend. Again, remember, we will have the youth seasons a couple of weeks prior to the regular opener, the resident only weekend, the weekend before the regular pheasant season opens. And then the regular season on the third weekend of October is when the real holiday begins. But really excited what things look like out there, and should be a phenomenal small game hunting season this year. And can't wait to give you more updates with license sales and some observations from the field, but I anticipate it all being extremely positive. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it over to you if you have any questions.
Very good questions. Commissioner Locken.
Yes, Commissioner Locken here. If I could just circle back to the habitat license plates, we bought a couple of them on our, one for my wife and one for myself, but want to shout out to the staff. They've got a page on the website that really does a good job of explaining it, and I'm sure that'll help a lot on the sales if people are pointed in that direction or run across it. So just a shout out to them. They did a good job explaining it.
Thank you, Commissioner Lockett, for stating that. And they've worked very hard on that. And again, those dollars, that revenue generated from that, is going right back into habitat and access across the state of South Dakota, doing habitat in our public hunting areas and providing additional access opportunities for sportsmen and women across the state.
Very good. Additional questions or comments from the commission? Seeing none, that does take us to the end of our agenda. Solicitation of agenda items for our next commission meeting. Are there any from the commission? Seeing none, I guess on behalf of the commission, I too want to thank the Outdoor Campus West for hosting us. The staff did an incredible job and were very hospitable, not only to us, but to the public, that were able to come and participate in this process, which is very important. Before we adjourn, any final comments, Secretary Roebling?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And no, I just want to say thank you to staff for another great meeting, and thank you to the commissioners. Yes, fall is here, actually, and it's time to start thinking about hunting. It's time to start thinking about fall fishing and fall camping, and I know folks across South Dakota are doing so. Dove season has started. We've had some really good reports from the field that the doves are plentiful, and the shotgun shells are going off at a high rate. So that's been really good. And archery season has obviously started as well for deer. Antelope season will be our next big game rifle season coming up here in just a few weeks. But yes, it is time to make your outdoor plans. For the non-residents out there, it's time to schedule a trip or two or three to South Dakota to hunt pheasants, because we are going to have a phenomenal pheasant hunting season coming up here in 2025. So it's a great time of year, and I just want to wish everybody a happy fall. And Buffalo Roundup will be a great event here in a couple of weeks in Custer State Park. Looking forward to seeing everybody down there for that. We'll be in Lemon here in October, and then we'll have our grand opening. We'll be back in Rapid City in November for the commission meeting in November. So looking forward to all that. And with that, Madam Chair, back to you.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary. We do need a motion to adjourn. Made by Commissioner White, seconded by Commissioner Beese. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed, we are adjourned.